Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Are you sinking company profits into marketing campaigns that do nothing to contribute to the growth of your business? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize both legal and media marketing strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. Now, whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, or simply attempting to get a better return for your business marketing dollars, Bill Bernard and Rick Muscoso will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement marketing and protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill and Rick for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Bottled Business Sense Show. I'm Rick Muscoso with my co-host Bill Bernard on the other side. And today we have an interesting show where we're going to talk about or ask the question, should your LLC elect S-Corp status? And so we have an excellent expert on the other side who's going to talk about this topic. So let's bring him on to this episode, Mr. Bill Bernard.
Thanks, Rick. Good to see you. Good to see you, everybody. I'm glad you're with us today. Rick mentioned that we have an expert with us. I'm assuming he's referring to me, but I want to also add a disclaimer that what I'm going to talk about today is important from a business and a taxation standpoint, and that you should coordinate what I say today with your tax accountant. It's very, very, very important. And you'll see why as we go through the show. You know, Rick, I thought I'd start out by saying business owners often struggle between whether to choose an LLC or an S corporation. And the two really aren't that mutually exclusive. And by that, I mean it's possible to form an LLC, but then elect S corporation status. What do I mean by that? Let's talk about some of the similarities and key differences between the two, and that'll help you get a foundation for what I mean. We're talking about a strategy concerning payroll taxes and employment taxes. If you have an LLC, payroll taxes and employee taxes, employment taxes are going to be very, very critical, and I'll show you what I mean. Unlike a regular C corporation, both an LLC and an S corporation do not pay taxes on business profits. They only pay taxes through the income tax returns filed by the business owners. In other words, they're passed through taxable entities. So you file a return, or your accountant does on your behalf for your business, whether it's an LLC or an S corporation, and you pay the state Secretary of State the fee, the yearly fee for that, which is the same every year. But you don't pay any taxes until you file your individual tax return, because the profits you make from your LLC or your S corporation flow through or pass through to your individual tax return, and that's when you pay your taxes. So having said that, both structures are pass-through taxable entities. And the second big important similarity is both structures do what? I'm going to test you, Rick, see if you remember all the important things I ever talked about. What's the key of having a business entity? What's the big key of having a business entity? Why do you want one?
The one that comes to mind is protecting personal assets.
Yeah, see, that's it. That's the second big key similarity between an LLC and an S corporation. You protect your personal assets. Again, assuming you don't have a pseudo entity, you're not committing fraud and various other things that we've talked about in other shows concerning business entities specifically. However, there's some key differences between the LLC and the S corporation. Usually, the LLC is a big advantage for small business owners who don't want to be, what, burdened by paperwork, because the S-corporation has a lot of specific paperwork and annual meetings organizational notes that you have to keep during the course of the year. The other thing is the LLC offers more flexibilities in how owners can allocate the percentage of their profits and losses. This is real important, Rick. Follow me on this now, because this is really important. The LLC offers flexibility. Let's say you start a business with a friend and you each own 50% of the business. Let's say you and I start a business, Rick, and I own 50% and you own 50%. But something comes up in your personal life. You spill coffee all over yourself, and you've now got hot coffee stains and burns all over. You've got to be rushed to the ambulance, by the ambulance to the hospital, and you can't work. I'm having to do most of the work. And I'm saying this, folks, because before the show today, Rick spilled coffee all over himself. So,
we are business partners.
Yeah, we are.
But hypothetically.
So all of a sudden, you can't do most of the work. I have to do it. You decide, and we decide, that the fair thing to do is to pay me 75% of that year's profits, and you only get 25% because I did most of the work. We can do that with an LLC. However, with an S corporation, we own 50% of that corporation. So regardless of me doing most of the work, you get 50% of the profits, and I get 50% of the profits, even though you're laying in a hospital somewhere, you know, getting high on the opioids or whatever it is, and you're collecting all this money, right? So that's the real big classic plus for an LLC. Remember that certain businesses can't be LLCs, like lawyers, like myself. That's again the topic of a different show. But if you're a business owner and you can choose between an LLC and a corporation, that's one of the things an LLC allows you to do that a corporation would never allow you to do. How about the key advantage that an S corporation has with taxes? Because that's really what we're talking about in this show. The S corporation gives you more flexibility with regard to taxation. So if you have this big flexibility I just talked about with an LLC in terms of allocating profits, and you have this big tax advantage with an S corporation, which I'm going to explain in a minute, wouldn't you have the best of both worlds if you formed an LLC, but you chose to be taxed as an S corporation?
Sure, sure. But how does that work?
Well, the S corporation gives you flexibility in this way. For example, let's say you have an LLC. Now, all of your earnings are passed along in the form of self-employment income, and therefore, when you make your profits on your LLC, you're getting taxed on Social Security and Medicare. Okay? You're getting taxed in the form of self-employment income and Social Security and Medicare. All of the taxes, the payroll taxes that come out of your taxes at the end of the year. If you have an S corporation, though, you have the option of dividing up earnings in terms of wages and salary, and then passive income in the form of distributions. So only wages and salary that you take out are subject to the FICA tax for Social Security and Medicare. So if you take out, if you're making a lot of money in your S corp, but you only decide to take out a certain portion of it, you're only going to have to pay Social Security and Medicare on the portion you take out. So that allows you the flexibility of only being taxed on certain portion of the distributions that you take from the S corporation. So if you were an LLC and you want the flexibility of splitting profits, you can also ask to be taxed as an S corporation and therefore lower the amount of Medicare, Social Security, and FICA taxes that you're going to be charged yearly, because you're going to be taking out your wages or your salary in terms of distributions that can be whatever you want them to be each month or every 3 months or every 6 months, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is where it's critical to plan this with your tax account.
So are you saying if you want to take advantage of the situation, does the business owner also have to file as a C corp? How does that work?
No, and that's a great question, because that's what I was going to talk about next. The interesting twist is that you can set up your business as an LLC and elect to be treated as an S corporation by the IRS. From a legal perspective, your company is an LLC, not a corporation, because you filed it with the Secretary of State as an LLC. But then in the IRS's eyes, you become an S corporation. So only in the eyes of the IRS are you an S corporation. You get the pass-through income, just like a sole proprietorship or a partnership, and you get the added flexibility of distributing some of the company's income as distributions, not salary. Therefore, again, I want to reiterate, you save on Medicare, Social Security, FICA taxes. So you take distributions as an S corporation in the IRS's eyes, not salary. Your whole salary for the whole year isn't taken. You take your salary only in the form of certain specific distributions, which allows you to be taxed at a lesser rate on the FICA, Social Security, and Medicare. Now, you asked, Rick, the important question, how do you do this? Well, you have to file a form with the IRS, and it's called Form 2553, and you ask to be taxed in the eyes of the IRS as an S corporation, even though you are legally recognized in the eyes of the law as an LLC by the state of California or whatever state you filed in. So you got to file your 2553 form. And when I set up corporations or LLCs, I will ask the business owner, how do you want to be taxed? And if you want to be taxed, I'm going to send you over a 2553 form that you're going to need to file with the IRS. Now, I don't get into tax law. I don't practice it. I don't get involved with any of that. But we all have enough wherewithal to know what the 2553 form is. And so all I do is simply provide it to my client and say, hey, this is what you got to file. You got to file this with the IRS. If you have any questions about that form, once I give it to you, get together with your accountant and talk to your accountant about it and make sure you understand it. Yeah. One of the things I wanted to point out, Rick, is that if you're interested in selecting an S corporation for purposes of tax treatment, there are a few other things to keep in mind, because there are certain restrictions on who can form an S corporation if you decide to go with an S corporation the whole route, both legally and in terms of tax status. And that is that you must be legal residents of the United States. You cannot be partnerships or corporations to be a shareholder in an S corporation. And you have a maximum in California of 100 shareholders. So if you decide to have an S corp and the whole, you know, the whole way around, taxes and entity wise in the eyes of the law, you have to remember those two things. If you want to do the LLC in the eyes of the law and the S corporation for tax purposes, simply file the secretary with the Secretary of State through me or another attorney, your LLC, and then file the 2553 IRS form for tax purposes only.
So does this this scenario, does this help an entrepreneur very much? If you're a solopreneur, would somebody like that want to consider something like this?
Well, yes, for the simple reason that if you're a solopreneur or entrepreneur and you're thinking about growing your business and possibly hiring employees in the future, you certainly would. If you're not thinking about employees, but you're thinking about expanding your business and your business is going to incur contacts with individuals that might put you or your business at risk, then clearly we want the entity liability for protection purposes. If you're a sole entrepreneur and you're online and you're selling, maybe 10 or 15 or 20 widgets a month and you're making a little bit of profit on it, I probably wouldn't worry too much about establishing a corporation or an LLC. But that's where you want to sit down with an attorney, Describe your business. And I think we did a show a few weeks back, then we Rick on how to develop a business plan. You want to, once you develop that business plan, you'll have a better idea of whether or not you need to form a business entity. And you sit down with your business lawyer and your tax accountant, you review that, and then you make the decision on what kind of entity you want to establish, if any.
Right. Right. Yep. That's why, folks, this is so critically important. When you do have questions like this, or you're considering different options for your company, it's of utmost important to sit down, speak with your business attorney. If you don't have one, reach out to Bill to talk about these issues and don't be tempted to try and do this yourself online. I think that's a very common mistake that people make, and they forego the knowledge and obviously the cost of considering something like this. But in the long run, it could be a fatal mistake for your business, and so that's why you know I always recommend Bill, because he's definitely the expert on this topic, or you know, consider talking to your business attorney about this.
Yeah, and this would go. This would hold true with business entity formation, and it would hold true with estate planning, which of course I also do when you're doing wills and trusts. If you go online and you take the short route, it's great. You may think it's great, and you're thinking, "Wow, this is great! Look at all the money I saved." But you don't have the provided support down the line. You don't have that continued relationship where you can make a phone call free of charge, talk to me, talk to your lawyer. Say, hey, this is what's going on. I need this updated, or I need that updated, or I need my trust amended, or I need my business entity form reviewed by you. I need an operating agreement for my business entity. I need to amend my articles of organization for my LLC or my bylaws for my S corporation. These are things you don't get with the quick online fix. You don't develop these personal relationships that I think are so critically important for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, thank you very much for this topic today. It can get complex if you have questions regarding the intricacies of doing taking advantage of this strategy. Please reach out to Bill. Talk to your business attorney. If there are other resources that you're interested in, business related, estate related or marketing related, please come visit us at the bottlebusinesssenseshow.com, our website. You can reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. This whole host of videos that we've done over the last 3.5 years are on YouTube, and you can also find the audio version on Blog Talk Radio. So with that, thanks again, Bill, for sharing your knowledge. It's always great to learn these and all about business law.
Thanks again, Rick. I appreciate it. And thank you, everybody. Take advantage of our free information. Have a great and prosperous week, and we'll see you on the other side.
All right. Take care, everyone.